This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
An unhealthy kind of confidence is becoming more and more prevalent, tipping a whole generation into hubris. That's according to Professor Ian Robertson, co-director of Global Brain Health, author of How Prison Works, and professor in Trinity College, Dublin. Ian, this is a sort of a shift from what used to be called imposter syndrome. Now it is the opposite. Everybody believes they can do everything.
Well, not everybody, but there's a lot of pretty toxic people masquerading with this kind of fake confidence, the kind of the manosphere, Andrew Tate type of people, the influencers on social media who profess to be medical experts, making statements about what young teenage girls should put on their skin and causing terrible problems as a result. So all this idea that you can somehow just imagine yourself or compete yourself into this dominant state where you have just this confidence that's based on very little except the peripherals, the externals of confidence. And that's a very fragile kind of confidence. And the problem is confidence is a very primitive and powerful human state of mind that actually can have big effects because it persuades and influences other people. But true confidence is very different. It's based on doing things that are tough or hard and achieving things in spite of anxiety. And that builds kind of psychological strength and resilience. But the kind of blustering fake confidence that we see is very prevalent in people purveying very, very very negative attitudes to other people because this confidence is based on being better than other people. It's competitive, it's dominant, it's the classic kind of ghastly Donald Trump type confidence that unfortunately is taking hold.
And why, Ian? What's the driving force behind it?
Because it works. It works to some extent. Donald Trump is a man, for example, or many of the people who are with millions of followers on social media who are. Making statements that are just scientifically or factually wrong, but to influence other people. They get very rich and powerful on the back of the peripherals of confidence. You see, the confidence makes people give you status. If you appear confident, people will give you status. If they give you status in their mind, they will listen to you. If you listen to them, they will be able to get money from you. They'll be able to get and power from you. That's the whole basis of populist politics. It's the whole basis of an awful lot of the capitalist world at the moment, unfortunately.
Ian, thank you very much for your time. Professor Ian Robertson, who is author of How Prison Works and professor at Trinity College Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.